in 70 of 73. Once again at 5 a.m. Rip vicinity.
4 ACX mobile.
W2JKT mobile.
Hope you had a good weekend.
I sat down one time.
Was what you were planning for. As long as you didn't get blindsided with it, I guess it's all right then.
At the event at the wine shop Friday night, which was a wine walk through town, and we had over 100 people there. And then we covered the shift on Saturday too, and then you know, yesterday was cooking all day for my nice relaxing Father's Day, 8 hours in the kitchen.
I had a good weekend. Jody and I worked on my property and putting a little bit of a road in and clearing a section. And then Sunday, I went to church and didn't do much else until my son come over later that evening. But not a busy weekend other than working on the property.
You're making progress there. Speaking of grading property, so our local dog rescue was just gifted 27 acres. It's an old movie studio. There's this actor, like Earl Owensby, I think was his name. He's from Shelby. And he built himself a movie studio in Shelby, sort of as a shrine to himself. Like, you know, he's been in a nursing home for forever and ever. But, you know, we got this place from one of his exes who had the lien on it. And we paid the back taxes on it and got it really cheap. And so we went over there yesterday morning a little bit to clean out. And this guy just has, like, posters of himself and pictures of himself and, like, you know, hundreds of original movie reels of his own movies and stuff. I mean, it was crazy how much of a narcissist this guy was. But, you know, we have his property now, so we were just kind of assessing, you know, what it would take to turn the big movie studio and, you know, the set building into, you know, kennels for rescue dogs. So that was kind of fun.
Amazing how some people can just get so involved in their self, isn't it?
Well, I couldn't believe it. I mean, I knew that people from Hollywood were kind of, you know, into themselves, but man, this really took the cake. This is, it was pretty amazing.
Born Eric.
Patrick.
Yeah, movie people. They're an interesting breed in Z9V.
Good morning, gentlemen. KO4MUF.
Dion, good morning, Jody. KO4HKX over here.
Hey, good morning, Jody. Hope you guys had a great weekend.
Weekend. I hope Jody did. Couldn't complain a bit. It was a little warm, but hey, I got a lot done.
Complain at all. Had a great weekend.
Sheehan.
What happened? Things doing good.
Kicks Patrick. He takes a lick and it just keeps on ticking.
Step out for a second, get myself my drink this morning and breakfast and getting off of the exit here. W2JKT back in a few minutes.
We'll be here.
Picture there, Patrick. See what y'all got done.
Didn't take any. And I didn't go back up there yesterday, so I'll have to wait another day.
Like, before and after pictures, you'll really appreciate them later on down the line when you get it all set in and everything. And you can reflect back on, oh yeah, we had to do this, we had to do that. You realize how much work it is.
Before pictures, I just don't have any of what we accomplished.
You need to take them so you actually show that you're working on it.
I'm going to do that.
Actually worked on it. You worked up a sweat.
Now?
Sorry I couldn't be there, but I don't know if my wife was a band. As hot as it is, I don't know if I can handle that.
It wasn't terrible in there because the creek and the shade, the cameras and the temperature gauge on it said it didn't get above 77 the whole time we were in there.
It was actually just humid, but nice.
Y'all get a campfire and everything?
Brush to make a nice big bonfire for a little while.
Everything moved back good, Patrick.
Moving the Mini was going down 178.
What?
See, that I was going to have to go all the way around Boulevard because they were having some kind of stupid thing going on in town, so couldn't go through town, so it wouldn't work trying to go around.
Interesting, then. DFW Mobile. NC9B.
Morning, Ken, KF4MUF.
Buddy, I hope everybody's doing well.
Here, hope everybody had a good Father's Day. Enjoyed some relaxing time anyway.
Yeah, I washed the camper on Saturday and then the car and the Jeep on Sunday. Better. I did the vote on Saturday. And twice. What, Wednesday and Friday? Need to go out from up there. So we went to Jocassee, our favorite lake there, and then made a mistake of Friday trying to go to Kiwi, and I don't know. There's definitely a difference between the two lakes, that's for sure. It wasn't crowded, but it wasn't like Jocassee either, so it was kind of moderate. But even then, and we didn't get not a nibble on Kiwi. Jocassee, got a couple. The ground's open at 290 and 25 there.
You know, like check-in or anything, I saw there was a bunch of travel trailers there Saturday when I went past there on that, but I didn't know if it was just for the construction people or what.
Hey, that's new, because there wasn't any there Thursday evening when I come through.
In a campground, actually, we had sod.
At least 10 campers in there.
Sorry, Ken, I double with you on that, but I was just saying that I ain't never seen a campground bring in sod. Seen a campground bring in sod to, you know, lay the grass down so the grass is already there when the campers get there.
There ain't no trees there, but I see that they got, you know, arms to go across the, you know, the road. It's like you got to, you know, punch in and punch out. And it was like 10 campers there on Saturday.
The business must, maybe got to make your reservations online, I guess.
Camping World in, up there by Hendersonville off of 26 on Saturday, and that I wanted to pick up a flagpole and stuff for the camper. Man, they had a really nice camper inside. I could live out of that thing.
Kind of got a new, bucket list item that I want to do. I can't figure out if it's going to be another camper or a larger boat that we can do the Great Loop in. Get a big boat, big liverboard, and we'll do the Great Loop together. I'll get a boat, you get a boat, we'll just kind of tug along and go up the coast, over to the lakes, down the Mississippi, to the Gulf.
And I thought about it. Just briefly researched, you know, like a big houseboat to put on a lake, and that didn't seem too bad.
That is, you're kind of limited to the lake. Whatever lake you're on, that's where you go leave that houseboat. And I'm going to be able to, when I go to Kiwi, you see them boats over there by the Kiwi Marina. There's nice houseboats there, but I mean, you can't take them anywhere but on Lake Kiwi.
Unless, the lakes were hooked together with a lock system or something.
Hey, I don't know why they didn't do that with the Jocassee at Kiwi.
I installed a dash cam, so we'll see how that works out.
It's a good idea. I've got one in the wife's car, and I've got one in my truck. I really like the one in the wife's car, which I'm driving now, and it's just, you know, you turn the key, it comes on with it, you turn the key off, it goes off, but it's automatic.
One does.
Get yourself in these days. Patrick, you need one in that truck. Yeah, I knew I liked Patrick for a reason.
Front camera and the rear camera.
Fancy yet, but yeah, it's definitely a plus. Or was it to put in, or is it
all self-contained.
Too bad. I mean, it took me to try to figure out, you know, where I wanted to stick it to the windshield at, and then the hardest part was probably just running the, you know, getting the cords up underneath the trim where it wasn't in the way, but I pretty much got it.
I'm kind of, I guess I own stock at 3M, because I just went out and bought another roll of 3M double-sided sticky tape. You can't find enough uses for that stuff.
FW, sorry, I was right in the middle of my bad spot. I didn't get any of that.
And that I must own stock at 3M double-sided sticky tape, because I just bought another roll of it.
Came with a... Kind of looked like a screen protector, like you would put on your phone, and you peeled off the one side, stuck it to the windshield, and then you peeled off the other one, and then you peeled off the 3M sticky off of the unit, and stuck it on to it. Now it appears to be stuck pretty good, but we'll find out with the heat. I ain't had much success with stuff on the windshield.
We'll get back.
FW Mobile. Good morning, Eric.
Doing?
Yeah. Complaint.
Had a Father's Day weekend.
Had to wash the camper on a Saturday, and then the car and the Jeep on Sunday, and then Susan got me a dash cam, so I installed it yesterday in this car. KN4 TFW.
I should say NC9V Mobile.
Dash cam for a while and haven't pulled the trigger yet. There are too many options, I can't decide.
And I just took a snapshot of it on Facebook. Man, it must have been about 8 months ago, and, you know, sent it to her and that. So she went online and got me one for Father's Day. Camping World on Saturday, it's all really nice camper. It's like, man, it almost made me want to just get that camper and just go retire somewhere. Went to the one in Hendersonville. I think that store's a little bigger, a little bit better.
I'm at the place in Spartanburg, but yeah, there are some nice campers out there these days. Every time I kind of see what they're doing now, I kind of want to go trade mine in.
A little bit big for my truck, and I'd have to invest in that, but it had two slides.
Slides, and that's really nice. It's got one up in the bedroom and then one for the living area.
Three, and I think I want to downsize to just one slide.
The whole, I didn't hear any of that.
Hold on, the fifth wheel I have now has three slides. And I think I want to downsize to one that just has one slide. I guess they call it a super slide. But there's less maintenance.
Where they've just got one slide that's up basically the entire length of the camper?
Call it a super slide, but I don't want anything that big. Just one slide. Plenty of room just for me and a wife and the pups.
Figure out what's going on. My radio keeps going on and off for some reason. I keyed the mic and it went off, and I unkeyed and it came back on, and that must be where I got it plugged into the cigarette lighter or something.
Get ready to say, I was going to ask you if it was plugged into the cigarette lighter. That's what it is. Just push it in and twist it. Solve the problem. I've been dealing with that for years.
Yeah, same here. I got the same setup here. I've got to reach in there and push it back in once in a while.
Thought it was that plug, and I took it all apart. Didn't see nothing wrong with it. Put it back together, but yeah, you're right. But I got a splitter on it to be able to get power over there to that, you know, for the dash cam. I don't have enough cigarette lighter outlets.
I'll get around to running myself a permanent 12-volt line up to the battery or something, but gotta have time to do that.
Where I've got runs off the USB. Check the input on your voltage on that system and see if it'll do that.
I don't know. I hadn't looked at it yet that close. Anyway, it just took me a little bit to figure out how to, you know, get it operational and working.
I have a one is every time I hit the rumble strips alongside the road, it makes a beep when it starts recording, or I guess detects an incident. And I have to tell it to cancel. It does voice recognition. So I have to tell it cancel so it won't save it.
It's one on a continuous loop. I got to go ahead.
Do we have any, like, detections in it for, like, brake checks and stuff like that?
It'll detect an impact or like the rumble strips when I hit those. It'll beep and start recording. Incident detection or something. But incident detection. It has some kind of parking feature too. You can put it in a parking mode and it'll detect if somebody walks by or gets close to your car or something. It'll start recording then out of it. So I don't know.
Straight wired into something that had power all the time. Yeah, go ahead.
I was just saying, is it just me or is the propagation really bad today? I'm having a real hard time getting the repeater this morning.
Propagation. We walked in, it had two big slides on it, but they were opposite each other, and that so it made the living quarters really huge.
And I also don't like that at the same time.
Yeah, why is that?
That line sticking out on the campsite.
I haven't experienced that yet, and that could be an issue, sure enough.
But newer campgrounds especially have vanishingly small spots, so if you have something sticking out of the campsite, you've lost a lot of your space.
Something to consider. I hadn't really thought about it that way.
One of the reasons I came up with my one slide rule.
Like campgrounds where they have the camping spots so close together that you really don't even really have a campsite. It's been really disappointing.
It's pretty much going over the next campfire, you know, campfire ring. Just life going right over it.
Out.
But ours has got that one, you know, the one slide. And that, but everything is accessible, even if you leave the slide in.
You have access to the kitchen cabinets on the right-hand side when the slide comes in, because, you know, the sink is on the back, and then there's cabinets on either side of the sink, so when the living room slide comes in, I can't really reach into those cabinets, but other than that, I can still get to everything. This should come up to Beach Mountain the weekend that Courtney and I are bringing the kids up for that concert. We'll hang out and do ham radio on that weekend.
When is that?
May 20th to the 21st, 22nd, something like that. I think it's third weekend or fourth, yeah, third weekend in July, I think.
But I'll just be getting done, coming off of vacation. Then I think my vacation ends on like the 14th up there in Flat Rock. Well, actually, I pulled the camper back on the 21st from Flat Rock.
We're there. I can't remember. We're going up on Saturday and coming back Sunday night, concert Saturday night. I'm going to get there as soon as they'll let me show up. I think their check-in is at like noon or 2 or something like that. And then we're going to roll out Sunday evening, probably after dinner, something like that. I think that's the 21st and 22nd, or the 20th and 21st. I can't remember.
Morning.
I'm meeting for lunch sometime in the next couple of weeks. Get that radio from you.
Yeah.
You got something open next week you can meet for lunch?
Yeah, I'm not even going to be in town this weekend. But the weekend after that, yeah, I should be in good shape.
A weekday, because I don't usually come down on weekends.
I'm just saying, probably a Friday would be better for me.
Yeah, for me, I'm in the office every Friday, so maybe next. Are you free next week? Next Friday, you think?
I'm coming Friday of this week, but the following week, yes, sir.
All right. We'll meet over there at Mac Smith and grab, you know, have a burger and swap a radio.
That'll work. Yes, sir.
Got to take a picture of that radio.
It's free every day. Stay cool, my friend. NC9B.
You guys doubled.
I don't know who I doubled with. Make sure I got it there. 73, y'all. Take care. Have a good day. Stay cool, my friends. NC9B.
KOB.
get.
KF4
GSW. Leon, be careful out there today and enjoy yourself. KF4 MUF.
Well, it's KF4 NXY, David.
Morning, David. KL4 HKX.
Morning, David. KN4 GMW.
Morning, JKT.
David, KL4 MUF.
Patrick, Jody, and the other fellows there, I didn't catch the voices real good. I've been having some hearing problems last few months, so I don't talk as much as I used to because a lot of times it's hard for me to understand what people are saying. But I did want to tell all y'all good morning, have a safe day and a prosperous day, and I'll catch you a little later. I'm working on my first cup of coffee. KF4NXY.
Well, thanks for checking in, David. It's WTJKT Eric.
Enjoy your day out there. Good hearing you on the radio this morning. You take care of yourself. KF4MUF.
Have a good one. KN4TFW.
That 870 you've got has the TCXO in it?
Thank you.
Order one if it didn't have it, but I'll wait and pop it open and see if it's got it. Yeah.
11 meter radio we talked about. Is it possible to and that, you know, this one is just either AM or FM?
No, because a single sideband modulator demod is very different than just a straight up AM. It's really easy to do AM. It's a lot harder to do a single sideband, so it requires a lot of extra electronics and stuff.
I was just wondering, since it had like 500 channels on it.
And a filter inserted between the balanced modulator and the PA. There are preamps and stuff, and it's probably not going to be feasible to figure out how to work that in there. What Jeff radio was at home?
Radio. My ham radio is a Yaesu 450D, but the 11 meter radio is a Connex 3300.
A lot easier just to open up your 450, and I mean, it's not technically legal, but you know, most radios have an easy modification to open them up for transmit. They call it a Mars mod usually, and that would allow it to transmit on chicken bands.
Already has that, and you know, I can listen. I just thought, you know, I usually don't have HF right down the road, and if I'm traveling, I kind of sometimes like 11 meter.
Like an ICOM, IC, what is it, like a 77,000, I think, and then the 7100 are mobile HF radios, I think.
Meter, too.
And IC7100.
That's basically an open transmit mod.
I put one more electronic thing in this car, Susan's going to have a fit.
Either one of those radios, you can take your 2 meter out, because it's got both.
It seems like it's pretty cloudy today. Anybody know if it's going to rain?
Little chance of it, but nothing big.
Working outside today.
Sometimes that rain feels good.
It's rained in Shelby for about a week and a half now, so it's actually kind of nice because the grass isn't growing an inch a day like it usually does when it rains.
Yeah.
Sunday evening and yesterday both.
A little bit last night. Break down and hardwire this radio in, I guess.
Out for it. Usually most cars, somewhere in the driver's footwell, there's a knockout in the firewall that you can get a wire through. It probably has like a rubber grommet in it you got to cut through, but most cars have one.
Where'd I get it? Where the battery and where a good place to snag it at is. I know in the other car, the dirt battery was in the console or here.
I went through that knockout in the firewall to get to the battery, you know, I've got a double inline fuse up there in the battery connection, and then I've got a low voltage disconnect on the radio to turn it off when the battery voltage gets down to 12 volts so it won't completely drain the batteries. But the truck's got two batteries in it, so I can run a long time just sitting there. You know, with, if the engine's not running, I can still sit there for several hours and talk on the radio.
Get out of here. Y'all have yourself a safe day out there, and we'll probably talk at you in the morning. 73KF4MUF. I'll be clear on your final.
You mentioned that. Have a great day. KO4HKX.
Have a good one. And that I'm rolling down to the gate, guys, so I'm going to say 73 also. Everybody have a good one. KN4TFW.
Guys, you guys both have a great, safe day, and we'll chat with you later. This is W2JKT.
KO4HKX. Catch you this afternoon, hopefully.
So the late start this morning, I'm not even down to Greenville yet. Usually people are jumping out when I get south of Greenville.
I'm a few minutes behind, I'm not way behind. I hadn't got to my first stop yet.
Past the BMW plant.
Here on 153 and just got on.
New building they were working on, you know, they had scaffolding up for like 3 weeks, and then all of a sudden there's this new building there.
Quick, some buildings go up, how slow others go up, isn't it?
Clemson, who did his internship at the BMW plant in manufacturing engineering, he was telling me that they actually brought in construction crews from Germany to build stuff here because Americans wouldn't work fast enough.
Surprise me.
You can get out.
85, never-ending project.
Had to suffer that thing twice a day. Coming along, though, it's definitely, you know, we got our new exit in. They're about to do a couple of the others to put in the new exit ramps, and it's starting to look like it's coming together. They've got a lot of the resurfacing done up my way, so I'm hoping maybe just another 6 months to a year they'll have a lot of that done.
Time to tear it up and start over because it's not big enough.
They're going to end up with. It looks like, though, they might have four lanes going up for quite a ways now. Maybe actually three, now that I think about it. But, yeah, I mean, it was, you know, 85 has been two lanes north of Spartanburg forever. And I think it might end up being three lanes up for a little while longer.
I just turned it over here on Old Pendleton off of 153 and seen they're putting in a new convenience store.
53 and what?
Old Pendleton.
Where that is? Is that like Old Pendleton? Is that 88 or is that 81?
Just it's Old Pendleton. You know where 123 and 153 cross? It's right there in that area. It's not far from there. But they're gonna put in a new racetrack convenience store.
Got a new, there was a Valero station in Shelby that closed, and I think it's going to be a raceway. They got the new awning in, and they're going to reopen it. But yeah, they're building a bypass around Shelby, and you know, one of the things about the bypass was that they weren't supposed to develop it because it was supposed to be a bypass, right? Well, you know, fast forward, the project is almost finished, and now they've got all these companies wanting to come in and build, like, convenience stores and gas stations on the bypass. But it just turned it into yet another 74 through Shelby.
I'd say 74 was supposed to be the bypass, and look at it. It's just another part of the town now.
I mean, you know, uptown Shelby, where the old 74 goes through, is, you know, no traffic at all now except for local stuff. And now 74 has everything on it, and it's backed up for miles in both directions all day, every day.
I have to time it just right when I come through there. Otherwise, you're stuck sitting in traffic. But, Eric, I have arrived at my first stop here, and they've got the door swung open and ready to go, so I'm going to have to get with it. I hope you have a safe trip the rest of the way, and sorry to bail out on you. But you have a great day. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear.
Yeah, Yeah, no worries, Patrick. Have a great day. Be safe, and I'll catch you this afternoon on my way home. This is W2JKT. Have a good one.